Hello, Abdo?
Yes, sir. Hi, Ruben.
Hi, sir. Sorry, I got a little tied up here. Is it still a good time?
Okay. Yeah. That was a perfect time. Because customers be walking in my clothing store any second. That's why I'd be like, I don't want to put you on hold for so long, or you put me on hold, so I'd be like, I'll call you back. So.
Uh-huh.
What, did you get a word from the team?
Well, I was reviewing, you know, essentially what we're trying to do, right, which is to go nationwide. I was looking at town nearby, for example, which is our example for as a competitor. So, I mean, looking through their information, they have that one number, right? They have that 888 number. Usually what we do or what is done is they send it to the dispatcher. Right, and then that particular dispatcher, they are in charge of identifying where it's coming from, right?
Cause
Because thinking about it this way, I mean, if we create a call tracking number, let's say for each state, right? That's 50 call tracking numbers,
that's a state, and state is too much for a dispatcher. Maybe a state is good for a dispatcher, but. They, like you said, that's 50 numbers, and that's a lot to keep up with, especially if I want to make a team in the future for quality assurance to check, you know, review all the recorded calls to see whose dispatcher is fucking up and who's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have like a CRM for them?
What's that?
A CRM is let's say like a system, you know, that helps you keep track of. You know, data
that's why I need everything to go on on the call tracking number, you know, the one you guys provide. So all the messages, everything is recorded on there, right?
Yeah. I mean, all those calls are still going to be recorded on that call tracking number. Even if we send it to the dispatcher first, let's say, that it doesn't go through the app, it's still going to be recorded. So, I mean, usually what they do is they send it to the dispatcher. And then from that point, you know, they identify where they're calling from, and you know, you know where the ads are being shown, right? So it's not going to be a surprise, let's say, of it's coming from a totally different state, right? But that would be, I would say, the best move towards your plans, to be honest, using just that same number.
Using the like the 888.
Using the 888 and using the same website, just establishing like we said the different campaigns.
And then if you want to help me with this, I know it's not your like that's not what you guys do, but how can I? Okay, I need the call to go to the dispatcher, and then let's say the dispatcher is busy, right?
Yes.
Another dispatcher will be able to answer it through this call tracking number, or how? How everything gonna work? I'm just too confused, Ruben. And I know you guys do local. That's why it's called Local Splash. But it's good for yacht, you know, for the business purpose. Future purposes. Any business wanna sign up with you guys and do the same thing, you guys, you know, can provide service like this. So, think with me of the best way. So the dispatcher answer the call, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the customer call. From, let's say, Columbus, right?
Yes.
They call. The dispatcher doesn't know where the customer calling from because yesterday I had a call from Dayton, Ohio, next to me, 45440, supposed to be area code 937. I got a call from 859, Covington, Kentucky. You know, so there is no way to identify the call from the caller, from the phone number. There is no way. So, and I want the dispatchers to be able to help anybody. So let's say if I hire a dispatcher, man, I don't know how to do that. Okay, let me ask you this. If we have the ad, right, running in Columbus and the 888 number on the ad, they're going to call the same number, the 888, and then, oh my God, this is confusing. I'm confused right now.
I mean, because like we said, when the call is coming in, usually if they have a different area code, but they could still be in the city, right? That's why you can't really identify, you know, through the caller ID.
But I don't know. The thing is, I don't want it to be mixed. I want each dispatcher to have a certain area because if all dispatchers have access to the main phone number 888, it's going to be confusing. So the best way when I do this, the best way is to have the dispatcher secure the money and then, or secure the load, the lead, and then somebody else specify in paying the towing companies and calling the towing companies. So I'm going to have to set it up maybe like this. One, take care of the calls. One, take care of the leads. One, take care of the payment. I don't know. It's too much.
Gotcha. Yes, because usually, for example, when you're saying that the dispatcher was busy and you want another dispatcher to answer, right? Usually when that's set up, like, let's say that main number that we send the calls to, because we do this with other businesses, right? Other businesses, they have dispatchers that we work with, right? And it's like a pool. Like that number sends it to a pool of either numbers or extensions that they have in their system, right? And then from that point, I don't know if with Google Voice it allows you to set up extensions, for example, and then you can set up, you know, it sends it to that pool, you know, of the available dispatch.
But okay, if the call tracking number, the 888, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say we put it under Leah is my dispatcher. Let's put it under Leah, like, phone number. So the 888 get directed or transferred to her number, right? Like, as soon as somebody calls, it's linked to her number, right? From 7 to 4, Monday to Friday, right? Mm-hmm. Now, after 4, and then after 4 till the end of the ad, till the last minute of the ad, and then the weekend, it will be directed to my phone number, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then what if Leah busy, right, talking to the customer, talking to one of the customers? So the 800 will ring on her end. She will not be able to answer.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So it will. How can we do that? It will be directed to me as well, or
we can set it up if there's no answer, right? If there's
if
no answer,
busy with the customer.
We can set it up to send it to your phone.
If she's busy with the customer, it will be sent to my phone. So let's say there is a person dispatcher for the 800 number with no extension, and that person is on the phone with somebody, and the phone rings. I want to be able to see that call, answer that call, even before it gets transferred, because the customer, sometimes they cannot wait. So how I want to make sure the process is efficient, like all the way smooth, and then everybody knows like where everything coming from. Mm-hmm. So somebody call, we get the first lead, and then right, like back to back, while she's still getting the money, she cannot answer that. She see the phone ringing. I can answer that one, right?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, are you going to have access to the same phone number?
No.
Oh, uh-huh, okay.
It will be a whole different number, my number.
Yeah, gotcha. Then in that case, as I said, usually how that is done is, let's say she's busy, right? So once they call, if they're already on the phone, the system is going to automatically send it over to the second number. It either hits it to sends it to the voicemail or sends it to your number. But at that point, it's not like they're going to wait, right? It's in that instant. It rings a couple times if she's not busy, and then if she doesn't answer, it's still going to be.
And can we pick how many times it's going to ring or no?
We can.
There's a couple
times.
Seconds we put. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way
so
we don't make them wait.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do it this way. The call, the 888, when we make the Columbus campaign under the same website, right?
Mm-hmm.
They call the 888. Leah will answer the call because she will have access to my.localsplash.com, right?
Yes.
Not through the app.
Correct.
I want to have the app. I don't want nobody to open the app. And you said we have to have the same credentials, right?
Yeah, the credentials for the my.localsplash is the same.
Okay, so, but she cannot do nothing there is nothing in there. No card number, no nothing.
No, I mean, well, there's the billing information.
There is no sensitive data on my dot local splash, right?
Let me double check, okay? Okay, let me double check here.
I want to, because she have access to everything, but limited, you know, like she's a role, like her role is like admin, but not super admin or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like she don't see everything, even on my payments, like Stripe and Square, she have access as a staff, you know, so she cannot do much if, God forbid, something happens, you know, you never know, brother. I can't trust somebody. These days, you can't trust no one, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, that's unfortunately the world we live in, so we gotta be real careful with that. Yeah, I mean, in regards to the billing information, there's nothing that is shown on the...
Or she cannot
mess
with anything on the website, she get mad or anything. I'm just trying to be cautious, that's all.
Uh-huh, okay. No, good that you bring it up, because, for example, on the dashboard, there's the web editor, right? So she does have access to make adjustments to the website. Right? But I can go ahead and check if we can turn the web editor off. I'm sure we can. And that way, you know, that we make sure that's off the table.
Okay. Sounds good. So I give her my credentials, which is my phone number, the 929-9915. And then you told me yesterday, all lowercase, top social. I did not change it. So it's still the same, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's do it this way. The 888. Rings, I'll go directly. Do you have Leah's number, 614-444?
Uh-huh, the one you gave me yesterday, right? 4514?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay,
so it goes to Leah from 7 to 4. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, the call comes to me from 4 to... Whatever, like 11, we got the ad running till 11, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So from 4 to 11, it will ring on my end. So, and Friday, no, Saturday, Sunday, also it has to ring on my end all day. From 7 to 11.
Okay.
Saturday, Sunday, 7 to 11, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. And every day, Monday to Friday, every weekday, from 4 to 11, it comes to my phone number, the 937-929-9915.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
And
now,
then if the customer calls three times, like if it rings three times and Leah don't answer the phone, it comes straight to me.
Okay.
And that's how, I can see how fast is she.
Check.
If she's not on the phone with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if she's on the phone with someone, it's not really going to ring three times, right? I mean, it's just gonna send it directly to you, because usually it sends it directly to voicemail when somebody's busy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
voicemail is the last step.
Last resort in case you don't answer. That's the last.
That would have been Ada, but Ada's not ready.
Yeah, that's still something that we can keep on working on, right? Because it's still a valuable tool. But we can definitely set it up. Now, I did want to mention, because the chances of somebody calling you after hours are minimal, right? Because we're not running any ads. They would need to go through the website and then call.
Okay.
But in case somebody does that, right, should the call still
to my phone number?
To you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, to my phone number. Because she's only working 7 to 4, 5 days, Monday to Friday.
Got it.
So outside there, everything comes to me.
Everything comes to you. Go see. Okay. Yep. Sounds good. We can definitely set that up. Let's see. You did get a call yesterday, right? Let me see.
Yes, I charged his ass $125 for a jump start. It was phenomenal, right? I
jump
sent somebody
start.
With $60. He went and he got it together. And then right after my service provider left, this dumbass, excuse my language, he turned off the truck. So now he needs to jump again. He called trying to complain.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was like, listen, man, there is nothing for you to complain about. But out of decency, I'm going to do it for you. I'm the dispatcher in the office. He's like 10 minutes from me. So I had to leave, go jump his truck. Truck don't work. So I had to go back. So the guy who did the service, get the jump box, and go jump that again. It was a hassle, but I made it right. And he was like, is there any way I can leave you guys reviews? So, Ruben, can you activate the reviews on my website? And then if somebody I don't like, I just delete it?
We can set up a section on your website where people can leave reviews. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. I need that. Like, I need my review, the reviews you guys made to show. And then at the bottom it says add review. So if somebody want to add a nice review, why not, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course. Why not? Absolutely. Those are legit
when
reviews.
When he asked me that, I was like, no, we just new in Ohio. We operate in 25 states. He's going to fake it to me. And then we operate in 25 states. We new in Ohio, so our Google profile is not quite ready.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. No, but like we said, if we send them a link to the website directly and just have them post it there, it gives them the illusion, right? So that way you can, you know, you don't necessarily need that Google profile.
Yeah, and then if I don't like the review, boom, delete. I don't need nobody to control me.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's your website. You control that one. Absolutely.
Just like how Google controlled theirs.
Just like that. Exactly.
This website's going to be an empire, bro. Just wait. Just wait.
You're on your way. I mean, setting it up is not easy, but, you know, I like your idea.
So
I'm definitely, you know, happy to help.
Yeah, it's just the setup. It's just the setup, yes. The setup is hard.
And once everything is streamlined, you'll see it. You'll see it run smoothly. So I really do appreciate the patience. Again, I'm here to help. So I'll just work on these adjustments with the call tracking number. So in regards to the campaign, we said we're going to start that next week, right?
Yes, yes. Did you guys charge for the $49? You can charge it now if you want.
Uh-huh. Okay, yes. We hadn't charged it yet. We can charge it now.
And then you said how many days I have left till Sunday for my ads? I have $60 budget left.
Yeah, you only had about 3 days left yesterday when we checked. So
we got till Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, Monday I will be calling with the... Hopefully I will call for to add like 500 or 600 to Dayton. I want to make it towards $25 in Dayton and $30 in Columbus, or 20 and 30, $50 a day times 30, that's 1500 or maybe 2000. Depends. If I sell one of these cars, pray for me, Ruby.
Yeah, I'm praying for you. You know, I got you. Absolutely. So at this point, you're just going to be charging the $49. Just one more minute.
Yeah, less confusing with one phone number, I guess. Less confusing for everybody. But in the future, I will be building either, if I'm making a new number everywhere, I'm just going to make website everywhere, you know, mine as well. There is another idea in my mind. It's called Cityway Towing. Cityway.
Okay.
Another name. So I don't know if I could proceed with that and make both in the same city. So I get people confused, Ruben. If they don't call that number, they don't call this number. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Compete. This is competition with yourself.
Yes. Compete with myself. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
That works.
I've seen it work.
I have a few clients out there that have a few profiles on the same city.
So what you guys like most clients' profession?
Well, I work with...
Or what do you see mostly?
Well, we do work with many types of services, you know, many types of fields. I mean, in regards to, you know, we work with plumbers, electricians... We work with, remodeling services.
Is it mostly services, right?
It's service-based, uh-huh. Yeah, that's
it's more than a product. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct. Okay, so we'll be charging the $49 from the 9228 number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that payment went through successfully. As I said, we'll just be setting it up. We'll just be setting up the new budget Monday, but we still have a few days left. Okay?
We have till Sunday, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay, so we got about $90 left, I guess. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Okay. What's the search been in? How the search been?
Let me take a look at that. Okay, so yesterday the ad ran until 8 to 9, right? 8 to 9. That's when you got your last two clicks. It showed up a total of 49 times. 5 people clicked on it in total. We spent $30 yesterday. $30 with 80.
It was $6 and damn near 20 cents or 15 cents per click.
Right in the middle, right? 618 to be exact.
Damn. Okay.
Let's see. I can get the cost real quick here.
Is there any way how we can lower that, or is just Google based? We cannot do nothing about it.
Yeah, because it's based on the area and what they searched, right? So for example, somebody searched 45458. The cost per click was about $7.32 there.
Okay, what did search?
I can't see exactly what they searched. I just get, I see the searches that they made in total. You know, they searched illegally parked car towing, right? Now they searched.
We don't do that.
You don't do that?
We
okay.
don't do that. No, illegally that parked, that's they got to call the police. If we go take it, we can get sued for that.
Gotcha, okay.
You know, like, let's say somebody parked in the front of your house and you don't want that vehicle to be there, you cannot call a towing company. You got to call the police. Towing company cannot help.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So I've added that as a negative keyword. They searched for roadside assistance.
That's good.
Searched for... Okay, so they searched AAA membership roadside assistance phone number. They did that whole search. So I already added that as a negative keyword, but okay. So just keep finding different ways of
different ways.
The
yes,
same thing.
Bro.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So and then there is no way to put a negative keyword until you actually somebody search it.
Until we see the search here.
Because
we can.
But you cannot go and put like if somebody put this, I don't want that to pop up. It has. They have to put the word first.
Yes, because it's let's say it's triggered by it's called a broad match. So when we added heavy duty towing, because we had removed AAA and all of that, right? For the other teams. Now when we added heavy duty towing, it's that new keyword that's triggering it. Because before it was just towing services the one that was triggering it. So it's just, this cleanup that we need to do, but we need to see the search first, right? The actual match in order for us to ensure that specific way of them searching won't come up again.
Okay.
Now they searched, I see competitors that they searched for as well. I see Pep Boys towing number. It's a competitor, I believe. I see Pep Boys Towing Service. Tow truck near me. That's a good search. Towing companies near me. That's also a good search. Urals Towing. It's a competitor.
That person, did he look up roadside assistance? The one at the last click in 45440? Did he click like a jump start service or he clicked on roadside? I mean, he searched roadside or jump start.
Well,
the lead I got.
So yesterday, the clicks that I got, I got a click for roadside assistance. I would say he clicked on that because I see somebody search for car jump service as well yesterday, but didn't click on it. It showed up once when they searched car jump service yesterday.
What time? Or you can't see?
The specific time, I can't really see. I just see the total, from yesterday. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, for example, you got 25% of the actual impression rate in that area, right? So a quarter of the time you were coming up for the time to search.
I feel like when we put the zip codes, they are more accurate. I'm not going to lie to you. So in the future, for future purposes, I'm just going to give you zip codes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. No, that's the best way to the best way we could do it is be specific, right? So that's certainly the best way to go. 937 towing, they have 29%. They got 29% yesterday. You were second with 25. Then, Dayton Tow Trucks, they had 16. Four Seasons Tow has 15. So we're in a good spot.
Can you see my screenshot of that? My friend owns Four Seasons, and he set his budget of $100 a day. And he was yesterday optimizing his ads, and he was only on 15%. Send me that screenshot, bro. He keeps telling me local slash scamming. Send me that screenshot.
Okay. Yeah, let me send that over.
If you're talking shit.
I see. Is that the friend that they weren't able to help him?
Yeah, it's all about what's her name? Aim. No, not Medina. Medina. She told him, no, you still got to pay the $149. He ran away from that.
Gotcha.
Because he's, like I told you, he had everything set up. So he was like, why you guys would charge me the same price of somebody? He doesn't have nothing. Talking about me. So.
I see. Well, this is something that you can show him. I sent you the screenshot. I'm going to send you your number here, performance.
I think if I set up the problem is, Ruben, I'm going to be, very honest with you. When the budget was lower, and I told you that before, when the budget was lower, I was getting more leads or more, calls. Maybe because the calls was, some of them was not, bullshit calls, like you said, AAA and stuff like that. But I was getting more leads, actual leads, when the budget was low. When the budget got higher, I go 2-3 days with no calls, and then that's $90, that's $120, that's $60, So I'm scared, I'm not scared of nothing, but I don't want to raise the budget and then Google take advantage of that and give you list leads and send, so you can think you have to raise it more and raise it more and raise it more.
Mm-hmm.
So do your research or talk to the ads team and see what is the best. I know you showed me the recommended $95 and stuff like that, but I don't know if it's the city. I don't know if it's the city of Dayton or it's my budget. But I tried the lower budget. It was better. Better, more actual leads.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't know. Just guide me with this. See, do your research with the team and let me know, is it actually the budget? Is it the city? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no, I can certainly review that with the team. I mean, when we made the adjustment for the service areas, that the impression share that we get is compared to the actual service area and how many searches were made there, right? So we know that demand is good. Now, like you said, right, sometimes they're not willing to pay the price, right? They're not willing to pay the fee, right? But in regards to generating phone calls, I'm going to check, with the cleanups that we've been doing, when we added heavy duty towing, which is around the time that we also increased the daily spending. I just want to make sure that, that everything is in good shape there. But, from Google's perspective, that's your ad is being limited by the budget. That's what they're saying, right? But with the actual budget, you're still getting quite a good amount of impressions, but it could be that much better.
Okay. Noted.
But yeah, like we said, I'll talk to my team here, and we can, strategize either, different ways to setting it up, either by demand, by the rush hours that are available, you know, we can just look for different ways to make this even more efficient.
Sounds good. So starting from Monday, right?
Uh-huh.
All, like we talked about, all the tracking, or I mean, all the calls or leads will go to Leah's phone from 7 to 4, and then after that, it comes to me. Let's start it on Monday because she's going to work today, tomorrow, and she's going to be off after that. So we're still setting up the system. I don't want to distract her. After she's done setting up the system with me, and then after that, she can receive calls. She has to be 100% ready to receive calls.
Okay.
So let me just train her till Monday, and then Monday, 7 o'clock in the morning, the first call goes to Leah.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
All go to Leah till 4 o'clock. Like we said, weekdays, after 4, it's me. And then the weekend, it's me. And then if she don't answer, it also comes to me. It's a 999-929-9915.
Okay. I'll make sure we're set up. I'll send you a little notification tomorrow, you know, just to give you the A-OK that we're good to go. And, you know, starting Monday, we can go ahead and have the calls being sent to her Monday morning.
Sounds perfect, man. Sounds perfect.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much, Ruben.
Thank you for the time there, Abdul. I'll keep in touch here. I don't know if there's anything else that I could do for you as of right now.
Just don't forget to add the reviews.
Yes, sir.
To the website.
Yes, sir. I'll send you a little update there as well once that's ready. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Ruben.
Thank you, Abdul. You have a good one there. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.